أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us this dua, and a dua that we make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Fatiha. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. We discussed yesterday that if we look at this effectively, there are two aspects with regards to it. One is that we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for hidayat. And yesterday we discussed that when we look at hidayat in itself, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had divided it broadly into three parts. One is universal. All the creatures, all the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are recipients of this type of ibadat, of this type of hidayat, and they make the tasbih, they glorify Allah, they make the hamd of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The next is more restrictive, and that is to insan and jinn, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sends Nabi, Allah ta'ala sends kitab, and in that all the guidance is given. And then the third is even more restrictive, and that is to the believers, that after one accepts iman, one accepts Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to be his object of worship, his Lord, his deity, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to guide him and inspire him, and that is what we call tawfiq. If you look at hidayah in another aspect, because a question would definitely come up here, if you look like in the case of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had sent him for the hidayat of the whole of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Ulama have written so much about Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to hidayah, that they used to say, or they say, that our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was hidayat. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was an embodiment of hidayat, to the extent that iman and hidayat was so saturated in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the physical body could not contain that iman and hidayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bestowed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and hence it protruded in the form of the seal of nubuwat on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So be that as it may, but the fact is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself would make dua of hidayat, not only here in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. When we open the treasures of hadith, we will find Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda. He asked Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala persistently, continuously for hidayat. So he was on hidayat. He was a means of hidayat for others also, but he continued to ask for this hidayat. And that is why ulama have stated that hidayat has various stages and different stages. Important to us is the last stage of hidayat. Imam Raghib Isfahani rahmatullah alayh, when he discusses this issue of the last stage of hidayat, he says that that is also apparent in the Quran Sharif, that when the people of Jannah will come to Jannah, then they'll make this dua, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada, وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. So, a person is right there at Jannat, and now he's making this dua and this hum to Allah, that all praise be to Allah, الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا, who has guided us on this path. So that is that last stage of hidayat, or the highest stage of hidayat, that now this Sirat al-Mustaqim meets up and he brings us right to the doors of Jannah, and through it we gain entry into Jannah. So this is these forms of hidayat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in this word, or in this dua, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. When we look at sirat al-mustaqim again, it is the straight path as we would generally translate it. But in the Quran itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us different aspects with regards to the Sirat Mustaqim. In one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very emphatically speaks to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, certainly you guide to the Sirati Mustaqim. And what is the Sirati Mustaqim? The Sirati Mustaqim is the Sirat, it is the path of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like that, when we look at the whole life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has certified the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Yasin. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are from amongst the Mursaleen, you are from amongst the Anbiya, the prophets that has been sent by me, by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Your way of life, that is certified by Allah, ala siratim mustaqim. So he himself was on siratim mustaqim, and together with that, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been certified that whatever guidance Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given, be it by way of akhlaq and character, be it by way of the Shariat, be it by way of the mannerisms and the traits of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the manner in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done, whatever he had done, all of it is the Sirat al-Mustaqim that has been certified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'u. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been commanded to make this declaration that this is my path, the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sirat mustaqim. So here, when we are asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, we just need to keep these few aspects in mind. That number one, it is siratullah, it is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the complete way of life of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.